Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, apparently I've been doing this wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, studying with my kids for tests.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Coming in here tired because I have two tests and a project the next day.
Right.
Trying to get good grades.
Yep.
But that's not the right way. I guess you just pay to get your kids into a good college.
That's the Hollywood elite way, yeah.
Yeah.
I think those folks are in a different pay grade than you, though.
I think that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, okay. Start with Felicity Huffman, right? Hollywood actress. She actually got the Roger Stone treatment from the FBI.
Oh, now, really?
Yes, she did. Arrested by FBI agents with their guns drawn early yesterday morning.
You know, and I've got to say this for a little bit. Is that, even for a liberal, is this really necessary?
I don't think so. Now, okay, they did not go full amphibious equipment, right? Like they did with Roger Stone when they backed amphibious vehicles up to his home in case he, you know, tried to escape out the back or whatever, down the canal. But so there you go. Speaking of the guns drawn, you know, treatment, wouldn't it have been nice if they had done this with the Parkland shooter instead?
Yeah.
Like that would have been, that would have been totally appropriate. We could have cheered him on. But anyway.
See, I had a question about this.
Okay.
How far back does this go?
Good point. It doesn't say here.
See, I would like to know how far back this goes, because would this have happened during the Obama Department of Justice, or did it happen during the Obama era Department of Justice? Or is this just another situation where, just like they told them not to look into the Hillary email situation, let's just let this go.
Did you say Hillary?
No, if I did, it was a
Yes, okay. Huge college admission scandal. If you're like you're wondering what are we talking about, has broken. Apparently, rich people were paying a guy between thousands and up to get this $6.5 million to fraudulently get their kids into schools like Yale, Stanford, UCLA, and USC,
and Wake Forest. Apparently,
yeah. Caught up in the whole scandal, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, two Hollywood actresses. And what happened was there was this guy named William Singer. He ran a fake charity rich people could pay into. So there's a tax element here, too, because people were writing this off on their taxes.
I'm just shaking my head here. It's just the very people. That are always talking about equality and tolerance and fairness and justice and free education. And look what they do.
Oh, yeah. That's when these people are not, what, harassing women, you know, hashtag me too, or they're women ignoring other women being sexually harassed while screaming at Republicans for being sexual harassers. So this is right out of their game book. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it's amazing the extent this guy went to. You pay the money into the charity, right? Straight up bribes, basically. And then this guy'd go bribe, like, college officials. He even had a whole system for helping you to get really high scores, like, on your SATs. First, he'd get you, you know, labeled it with a disability so that you could have extra time to take the test. Then he'd get the venue changed to one of the two schools he controlled. And then he would let one of his proctors take the test for you.
This guy's brilliant.
It really is. I mean, it's pretty smart. So he would, they'd go through and correct your answers.
How do you correct the answers of a test? I mean, that
well,
had to be...
just erase the bubble and...
Okay. Because that had to be either the people who were involved, because I thought that was done by computer, but anyway,
just the pencil, it wouldn't be hard. I don't think
just erase it. Where in the process, you know, do you get hold of that? Because I remember taking the SAT, and I don't remember there being an opportunity to cheat on it.
Well, you hand the test to the proctor. Proctor turns it in.
Well, okay.
This is how bad it is. Felicity Huffman, you know, the actress, actually is part of the evidence. She's an email. There's wrote an email to Singer, the guy, in 2017 saying, quote, "Ruh-roh, Looks rut-row, right, Scooby-Doo?
Thank Look, you.
Crash loves Scooby-Doo.
Yes, yeah.
Looks like my daughter's high school wants to provide their own proctor. So she totally knew she was hiring somebody to fix her daughter's test.
And I've got to wonder if the colleges, this looks like that there's no implication that the colleges had anything to do with it, other than, like in the case of Wake Forest, one of the coaches who was taking $100,000 to get somebody in on the Wake Forest volleyball team there.
Yeah. So, but aside from that, they're saying nobody's implicated at the schools other than those who directly took bribes. It's just nuts.
And then there wasn't one of them. They got one or two of their kids in there for a sailing team or something or other. They had never done that before.
That's Lori Loughlin, actress, and her husband Massimo Giannanulli. Okay, they paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team, even though neither of them participated in the sport. The feds say they just sent the school pictures of the girls on rowing machines.
That'd be like me getting a scholarship to play basketball at Clemson.
Yeah. Or me getting a scholarship to play any sport of any kind. This is, I got to tell you, this is my husband is speaking of this whole sports thing. My husband is one of these, his whole family, very naturally athletic people, right? You ever met anybody like this? Like
they pick up
any sport, right?
Not in my family, but yes.
No, not in mine either. But they pick up any sport. So my husband played like varsity basketball and soccer and went to the state championships. His brother got a scholarship, right? So, you know, he's just assuming. So this is the way they do, right? They think you just sign up for a sport. You go out there. You're automatically the best. And you just try real hard. And you can be the best on the team. Okay, that doesn't work for people from my gene pool.
Yeah.
We just end up on the bench no matter what we do. So my husband, having three of these children with me, figured it would just be that way. He would put them on teams,
right,
and they'd go out and be the best.
Yeah.
And he's had to deal with just tremendous disappointment, you know what I mean? And telling him, just try harder. I'm like, no, honey, it doesn't work that way for people like us.
See, we've got the Pete Rose gene. That's what it is, where you're not naturally athletic, but you work so hard, you're good at it. I mean, that's the thing. That's the way it was with my kids. They weren't natural athletes, but they wanted it so hard and so bad. I mean, my son played soccer all the way from like 5 years old all the way up through high school. And then both my daughters played in various forms of basketball. And my middle daughter played all the way through high school from like about, 3 or 4 years old and upward basketball all the way through high school. So, and she's pretty good at it. But, not good enough to get that college scholarship.
No, my daughter is the only one who got the athletic talent. And it's just been wild to me to have a child who, like, other parents come up and are like, wow, your daughter's good. I'm like, look at me. She got it from my husband. But the boy's not so much. So he's having to kind of deal with the disappointment of that. And I'm like, just don't be disappointed. He would tell me, just try harder. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. It does. But he had to really try to understand that, just trying hard is for some people is not enough.
No, sometimes it's not enough. Yeah.
No. So love to hear from you if you have to deal with that. Your family is totally unathletic and you marry somebody whose family is, and then they have to get used to the idea that they are now in your gene pool and they can't get your genes out of their gene pool.
And if you'd stayed out of their genes, you wouldn't have been in this problem.
Yes. See, those are the kind of really wise insights, Lee, that you bring to the show really appreciate.
Anything I can do to help.
Yeah, just keep helping over there in the newsroom. Okay, texter writes, you must have one dumb kid if you've got to pay $6.5 million to get them into college. Yeah, I know. So Hollywood paying to get their kids and CEOs and other folks, 30 people arrested, into Yale, Stanford, UCLA, USC, in the largest ever cheating scandal. Yeah, and are the little snowflakes even grateful? This is Olivia Jade. She's Lori Loughlin's daughter, one of the actresses, expected to turn herself in today, actually. She's got an arrest warrant out for her. And Olivia Jade's got 2 million YouTube subscribers. And most kids, by the time they get to that point, are like, why go to college? I'm going to be a YouTube star. Right? So this is her daughter's level of gratefulness. Take a listen.
Let's take a listen to Olivia Jade, who is Lori Loughlin's youngest daughter.
I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school.
Wow. You took somebody else's place. That's stealing. You stole somebody's life. You really did. All those experiences you took from somebody else, and I was going to occasionally attend if I felt like it. Great. You know what's so funny? I understand. I can understand if you try to get into one of these schools in the year that child, that kid got into the school, how angry you would be about it. I will never in all my life forget. I am still not over it yet. The first day I showed up at UNC Chapel Hill for orientation, and I had worked my butt off. I got into some really good schools, better schools than UNC. UNC was my safety school. And my dad had to break it to me that I couldn't go because I couldn't get enough money. We could not make it financially work. And he, you know, sat down. And thank God he did this today, my dad, with the financial calculator. And went through what we'd have to borrow to go to Notre Dame, what we'd have to borrow to go to Duke and some other schools. And, you know, he said, listen, we can do this, but I'm not going to get enough money because I make too much, but I don't make enough money to get enough help to send you. And there were two kids behind me. And my dad just sitting with the calculator and coming up with, okay, with interest is what you're going to have to pay. And it was a massive sum. And in retrospect, I can remember crying because I'd worked so hard and I didn't get to go to the school. So I show up the first day at UNC and there's this girl there, Nikki. Nikki was half black. And you got to understand, so, and Nikki was there. And I was like, what is, I said to another kid, I had graduated with her. I said to another kid who I'd graduated with, who also was at UNC with me, why is Nikki here? Is she visiting somebody? No, she goes here. She goes here? Nikki? Yes, she goes here. Nikki had everything. Beautiful. Party girl. Cheerleader. In the popular crowd. At the private school, my mom worked night shift to put me through. Her parents had a ton of dough. Her dad was a pretty famous attorney where I come from. He made a lot of money. His face was on TV. And when Nikki wrecked her new BMW, poor baby, her parents got her a Volvo. That was new, too. I had to work for my car. And I'm sitting there going, how did Nikki get in here? Oh, because she's black. I'm like, what? Nikki was on the bottom third tier where they don't even print your GPA for the class. And Nikki was that way, not because she'd been discriminated against, she just liked to party. She was a lot of fun. But, I mean, definitely not UNC material. And she had gotten in on a racial, like, set-aside program. I was very open about this. I was enraged by this. I mean, here I am. She's driving around in her second car. They got money. They live in a great neighborhood. Big house. Everything you could possibly want. I had to work for everything I had. And they were writing racial injustice at UNC. So, you know, in some ways, there are other routes that these seats get stolen from people who earned them. And I mean, I could only feel so bad for the person whose seat Nikki took because she did not deserve to have that seat. I'm still not overseeing her there. I've never gotten over it. Oh, and she got a big scholarship, too, because of her race. Allegedly. I never saw the documents or paperwork, so I can't say that for sure, but that's what I was told. But she was there. She went to school. I worked to get there. She didn't. My mama worked night shift to put me in that private school with her. She was always exhausted. Not her mom. Not her mom. So, you know, this whole cheating with your money to get in, not the only way people who don't deserve to go to schools get to be there. So I could just tell you what it would feel like to find out this kid who you know didn't get the grades. Maybe the, you know, son of an actress or actor or CEO that you know is, you know, friends did not get the grades to go to the school. How angry you'd be if you had to work really hard to get the grades to go to the school. Because I'm still angry about it years later, seeing her there. I mean, just dropped my jaw. Texter rates. What you're talking about only deepens the divide the Dems are driving between us. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how long ago college was because it'll date me, but yeah, I'm still angry. I still get tense when I think about it. Texter writes, between the sexual predators, rapists, drug addicts, race-baiting crime figures, and bribery, Hollywood seems like a nice place to work. Yeah, I know. Oh, boy, let's jump on the line with Johnny, who wants to talk about dumb kids with rich parents getting into college. Hey, Johnny.
Hello. Talk about the poster child or privileged past. Caroline Kennedy. I'd like to know what school she went to, because have you ever heard her trying to have a coherent conversation? She sounds like a lifer pocket moron. And they even made her, I think they made her ambassador to Japan. You know, they were considering her for a presidential candidate, and when they got the investigator to check her out and realized what she was really like, they wanted to get her as far away as possible. Yeah, I'd like to check and see where she went to school at.
Mm. Yeah.
Sweet Caroline, you know, that song, what's his name, the
Neil
famous
Diamond.
Singer? Yeah, he made the song about it. But, it was terrible what happened with her daddy and all, and she was young. Because I lost somebody dear to me when I was real young like that, and it really, you know, a child does not know how to process that.
No.
Usually, and it affects you for life. It did me. And I feel for her for that. But, I mean, the girl, for whatever reason, is a sweet moron.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, and you know, you got to wonder, too, you know, the political class, Johnny. If we want to start going there, start looking at all these other kids. I always wondered if Barack Obama's daughters got the grades to merit where they went. You know how that never really was reported either way? I mean, maybe they did. I don't know. I'm not saying. But I just kind of wonder if with the political class, there's a sort of a system where these people get in where they don't have to pay all the money that Hollywood does. They just, you know the right people and their kids get in. And they don't look at that, too. That's not fair either. I would love to know how the Obama girls got to go where they got to go. Love to know if their grades matched up. But we'll never know that. If they were Republicans, we would. It would be a big scandal. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Coming up, must hear radio in the next segment. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Listen, and if you're going into work, get to podcast. You're going to want to hear this. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, not really a congresswoman, an actor who is playing one. Now what? I know it sounds nuts. But wait till you hear, admit it on camera next. Couple things about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez I've been wondering for a while. Having run a statewide campaign myself, knowing what it's like to raise over six figures to try to beat somebody and how hard that is to do, stuff about her has never added up. Never did anything in her life of any significance, failed at the business she tried to run. By 28, was still working as a waitress, even with a college degree. So how on earth did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raise $2 million as a waitress? It doesn't make any sense. If you follow politics at all, I mean, a typical congressional race. I mean, look at Ralph Norman, right? Established politician. Got donor sources. Ralph Norman spent $400,000 on that race against Tommy Pope, who spent $600,000. Was his chief rival, anyway. I mean, so these are connected politicians. These are people with a long history. These are people with family connections. How did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raise $2 million? How did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raise so much money that another almost $1 million, $886,000. It was moved, we now know, illegally by her campaign manager out of her campaign to help other Democrats. Trust me, it's impossible. She didn't do it. Somebody did, but it wasn't her. What if none of this was her? What if she's just an actress? What if she just answered an audition call for somebody who wanted to play a congresswoman? It sure would explain a lot. Well, it appears to be the case. This is some investigative reporting by a podcaster by the name of Christopher Patrick Coles, who documents this every step of the way. Take a listen to what he found.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not really the congresswoman of New York's 14th congressional district. She is essentially an actress. She's merely playing the part of a New York congresswoman. In 2017, a group called the Justice Democrats held auditions for potential congressional candidates that they would run on their platform for various congressional seats throughout the country. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brother Gabriel submitted her for the role. Obviously, AOC has star power. Just look at her. She's a superstar, the most famous person in Congress. Their casting was perfect. Now, I didn't have to go digging for evidence for this because they freely admit it. They brag about it.
This is Alexandra Rojas, executive director of the Justice Democrats. I'm going to tell you who's behind them in a minute.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like, literally working out of a restaurant, and I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call. They cast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the role of Congresswoman. And they did this so they could promote their own agenda.
I'm going to get into that in a minute because it's really scary. But first, what are the goals of the group Justice Democrats who did this?
The goals are to take over the Democratic Party, eventually take control of Congress, and in turn, control the United States. They have expressed their intentions very clearly on camera.
We're going to run hundreds of candidates, and we're going to primary all of the establishment Democrats. So we're not going to be like, is it Chuck Schumer? Maybe yes, maybe no, right? No, it's a hard no.
Wow. This not the only place this has been reported. Rolling Stone did an article on it, so it might be true. Expressly, quote, here's a quote. The group ultimately ended up with 12,000 applications for the congressional seats across the country. Just 12 of those applicants turned into actual candidates, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Who are their other candidates who succeeded? A couple names you'll probably recognize. Ilhan Omar, the now famous anti-Semite. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, who's got a filthy potty mouth. And Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. Wow.
Imagine if they run not 79 candidates, but 200 or 400. At their current rate of success, they would get 88 House seats. And if they improve their techniques, they might get more, including Senate seats.
Okay, they're socialist, but it's worse than that. The main guy behind this, at a minimum, a Nazi sympathizer. Take a listen. I've been talking about him for a while. His name's Saikat Chakrabarty. He's a brilliant guy out of Harvard, started his own tech companies, made millions of dollars, and walks around in a set of T-shirts emblazoned with a Nazi's face. An Indian guy who's a Nazi. Pledged allegiance to Hitler in order to help him destroy America. This is who's behind AOC. Take a listen.
What is known is that these people are dangerous. Zach Exley is a radical left open borders guy who was once a fellow at the Open Borders Foundation, which is George Soros' organization. And he seems to be the least extreme of these guys. Cenk Uygur calls his organization the Young Turks. The Young Turks is named after a group of Turkish revolutionaries formed in 1911 who slaughtered 1.5 million people in the Armenian Genocide.
They were Muslims.
So we know where Cenk's influence is at. Saikat Chakrabarty is influenced by this guy, Subhas Chandra Bose. How do we know this? Because he wears this Che Guevara-style shirt with Subhas Chandra Bose's face on it in most of his videos. That seems like a pretty deliberate choice. So who is Subhas Chandra Bose? Subhas called himself a socialist, but he is quoted as saying, "Our philosophy should be a synthesis between Nazism and communism."
Wow.
Another important thing that we need to recognize about Subhas is that he was an anti-colonialist. Now, we're not super familiar with this political perspective here in the US, but in India, anti-colonialism causes deep resentment to this day. This is explained in the documentary film 2016, Obama's America. In this film, Dinesh D'Souza explains anti-colonialism and shows how these ideas influence Barack Obama because, and this is the scary part, the United States is founded on colonialism. To the anti-colonialist, the US is an evil empire that colonized North America. The United States is the enemy and is to be fought, is to be resisted, torn down. This is the guy that Saikat Chakrabarty, AOC's chief of staff, wears on his t-shirt, a pro-violence, anti-colonial socialist who dreamed of a Nazi communist government. This is the man behind the curtain. This is the brains behind AOC. It's definitely scarier to me that he's not a congressman, but that he is the man behind the curtain. There is no accountability for the man behind the curtain. If AOC falls from grace, he can just hire another actress. There are no term limits to being the guy behind the curtain.
Yep, there aren't. So what? When you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who admits she answered a casting call from this group to find somebody they could spend millions of dollars boosting into Congress.
Oh, and just remember, the next time you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's fake. She's a fraud. She's not real. None of her tweets are actually her tweets. None of her speeches are her speeches. Her answers to questions and interviews, she was coached to give those. She's not a real congresswoman. She's an actress.
Which makes this make sense.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seems like, to anyone unfamiliar with her arrangement, like a bit of an enigma. Most of the time, she seems to bumble along with no apparent idea about what she's doing. But sometimes she says and does things that seem kind of brilliant.
Yep, it explains it all. Plus the $2 million she raised as an act, as a waitress? Come on, big donors don't write checks to waitresses. This doesn't happen. Now here's the scary part. Their plan is to take over the Democrat Party. Now do you understand why Ilhan Omar was able to get away with the anti-Semitic things she said and tweeted? Ilhan Omar is one of their candidates who won. Everybody in the Democrat Party is terrified of being primaried by these lunatic Nazis. Well, one of them's a Nazi anyway. And so that's why the anti-Semitism is being allowed to fester. That's why they wouldn't name Ilhan Omar. They were afraid to. But come on, does this group really have a serious shot of taking over Congress and then the country? Actually, I can see a path where they could. I'll tell you what it is coming up next. Oh my, this is the state of the culture. Did you see this? You know, I don't know if you know, you're familiar with actress Deborah Messing. Well, you know, it was International Women's Day the other day, so she wanted to celebrate, right? And what better way to do that than with a variety of politically correctly, rainbow-colored vagina cupcakes. Incredibly real looking, these things. Anyway, she ordered a dozen of them in every possible color to celebrate International Women's Day, and then she put them on Twitter, basically saying all shades of women are beautiful. Okay. People freaked out online, but not for the reasons you're thinking. She ended up having to apologize, not because they were obscene, which they were. No, because she offended the trans community. Because there were no penis cupcakes. Now, she was being exclusionary by suggesting that only people with vulvas could be women. And that was exclusionary and hateful. She had to apologize. Here's what she wrote. I loved that this picture said every single one is beautiful and unique, and that's powerful. She's talking about women's... Okay. I love that this picture said, talk about the picture of the cupcakes. I love that this picture said every single one is beautiful and unique, and that's powerful. I did not, however, think, but there are innumerable beautiful and unique and powerful women who do not have a vagina. And I should have thought that, she says. I am sorry. So apparently next year there's going to have to be penis cupcakes mixed in when you celebrate Women's Day, because some women have penises. It's okay. This is what you have to apologize for today if you want to salvage your reputation. Well, she'll never do that again. Texter writes, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez may be completely fake, but the Muslim freshmen have real hate for us and the Jews, and for them, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Is it Texter? Texter writes, we always thought Congress people could be bought. Guess this proves it. Yeah, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this answers so much. She seems like just a total dingbat about half the time. That's because she is. She answered a casting call to find a congressman they could train. They wanted somebody with star power. They found her. And it's amazing to hear her admit it on film, on camera.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like, literally working out of a restaurant, and I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call.
Yep. It's brilliant. I mean, it's nothing illegal there that I could see, other than the moving of the money and violation of FEC limits, which is a felony. But I mean, other than that, Texter writes, no need for Trump to beat out the Democrats in 2020. There is so much infighting on the left, they will destroy themselves. Trump's base is solid. Pray that's true. Texter writes, just sit back and watch Pelosi, Schumer destroy occasional Cortex slash Omar and the new breed of leftist idiots trying to turn the U.S. into Venezuela while Trump cruises to a win. Now, Trump just needs to get out of his own way. Just keep hitting them, hit the Democrats, stay away from the petty stuff, and he's got this. So long as the economy holds up anyway. Texter writes, so Tara, how can any of this legally stand if they're hired actors? I would feel so taken if I lived in one of these representatives' districts, not to mention being completely discouraged to vote in the next election. These hired theater clowns are just puppets. Talk about the most extreme case of voter fraud I've ever heard of. Well, it's not illegal. Her name was on the ballot. She's her. Says so on a birth certificate. So she's the congressman. Texter writes, Bruce Jenner does not like cupcakes. Oh, yes, he does. No, he does. He's got a girlfriend, which I do not understand. Yeah, she's pretty, too. No, he's not dating men as a woman. No, he's dated. It's very complicated. I do not understand it. I only report the news. Texter writes, whoa, this is loaded. Okay, about the vagina cupcake that she had to apologize for because she didn't put any penises in, and that implied that women with penises weren't real women, so Deborah Messing had to apologize. Okay, Texter writes, genetic male trolls mansplain woman's day to genetic female. I think that's what just happened. I think she was mansplained to, but it's okay in this case. Texter writes, my wife doesn't have a Volvo. She has a Ford and is a woman. I think you may have misunderstood the last segment, sir.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.